All right. Hopefully you have all taken care of the evaluation, or you will at some point. I don't know that that will stop them from continuing TMO me at 1 a.m. It might just be like a thing where I'm just going to get it. It says they won't?
It says that if you finish it, it says...
That's for you. I don't know if that's true for me. I may just get it automatically, but that's okay. All right, so for the last topic, I thought to discuss the issue of Bikur Cholim on Shabbos, looking after patients on Shabbos. It's a big topic. We're not going to be able to do everything that I would like to be able to do within it, but it's a topic that has some confusion, and I thought it would be good to explain. And I actually have two parts to this. The second part we're not going to get to, but you'll see, I'll describe what it is at any rate. But I wanted to start by talking about the question of whether you're allowed to do Bikur Cholim on Shabbos. I use the awkward phrasing to do Bikur Cholim as opposed to saying visiting people who are sick, because Bikur Cholim does not mean visiting people who are sick. Right? What is Levaker in Hebrew? No, it doesn't mean to visit. Sorry? Yeah, it is to check. Right. So there is a term, livdok, which also means to check or to test. That's correct. But livaker is really to examine, to look after somebody. Bikoret is criticism in Hebrew. Lachazot benoam Hashem ulivaker behechalo, right, does not mean to visit in his sanctuary. There are these very interesting divrei Torah about that are just not shot. But levaker fundamentally is to look after somebody. When the Gemara talks about Bikur Cholim, it talks about it in terms of two primary benefits associated with Bikur Cholim, which are, number one, being moved to daven for them, because you see their condition, you're inspired to actually daven. And number two, it's to take care of their physical needs. So you go to see them and you realize that the room is a mess, or they need more light, or their supplies are low, or whatever it is, and now you're inspired to actually take care of them. That's what Bikur Cholim is about. So, am I allowed to do that on Shabbos? Well, three Gemaras indicate absolutely yes. If you take a look at source number 6, this is the primary Gemara on it. Shabbos Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. V'chein haya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Ein mishadchin es hatinokos le'oreis. On Shabbos, he says, you're not allowed to make shidduch agreements for children. The idea of children, don't get hung up on. Remember that the Gemara itself criticizes those who would try to marry somebody off when they are a minor. It's not considered a good thing. But in terms of making shidduch arrangements, don't do that on Shabbos. V'lo azatinok olam do sefer. Don't make education agreements for a kid to learn Torah, or olam do umnus, or to learn a trade. Ve'ei menachemin avelim. And you also do not go to comfort mourners. Ve'ein mevakrin cholin. And you also don't look after the sick. B'Shabbos. On Shabbos, all of that is divrei beis shamai. That is beis shamai's position. U'beis hillel matirin. And beis hillel says no. You are allowed to do all of the above on Shabbos. The shidduch arrangements, the educational arrangements, the arranging an apprenticeship, all of those things are fine to arrange on Shabbos. We're going to talk about what this debate is about. Why is Beis Shammai saying no? Why is Beis Hillel saying yes? But right now I'm just showing you, Beis Hillel says straightforwardly, it's fine to do Bikur Cholim on Shabbos. Another Gemara in that same passage, source number 7, V'amar Rabbi Chanina says, Bekoshi hitiru lenachem aveilim levakar cholim b'shabbos. With great difficulty, they permitted consoling the mourner as well as looking after the sick on Shabbos. Now, when it says Bekoshi, with great difficulty, according to Rabbi Eliezer Waldenberg, that sits Eliezer, that's talking about Beis Hillel. Meaning Beis Hillel only permitted it reluctantly. Yes, they permitted it, but they weren't so happy about it, and we're going to have to come back to that. Yeah. Beis Shammai didn't allow it at all. And then finally, Gemara in Sukkah Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Source number 8. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok Omer, Kach Haya Minhagen Shal Anshe Yerushalayim. Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok says, this is what the people of Yerushalayim used to do. Adam Yotzmi Beisov Lulavo Biyado. You leave the house, lulav in hand. This is talking about on Sukkot, just, you know, in case that wasn't clear. The Holech LeBeis HaKnesses Lulavo Biyado. He would go to shul and lulav in hand. Kore Kriya Shema Umispalav Lulavo Biyado. He would say Shema, holding the lulav. Kore Batara Venosi Es Kapav Manicho Agabe Karka. He would do Kriya Satara. He'd do Berchas Kohenim. At that point, he'd have to put down the lulav. Holech levakir cholim ulanachim avelim lulavo biyado. He would go to be either to go look after those who are sick or to comfort mourners. So he would do that with lulav in hand. So the point in context is to say that you do these things with the lulav. You know, the lulav is not just something that you hold for the bracha and for halil, but it's something to actually go around with it. But the point for our purposes is the fact that it says you do this all on Yom Tov. Out of curiosity, I didn't ask this before, I should have asked. What impressions were you under regarding Bikur Cholam on Shabbos before this conversation? Why wouldn't it be allowed, right? So now that you've seen three Gemaras which say that you do it, but on the other hand, Beis Shammai is not happy about it, what would be Beis Shammai's objection? Yeah. Why would it cause you to break Shabbos?
Well, meaning then driving to Shabbos, driving to the hospital to visit someone on Shabbos is probably not the best idea, but if you're already there, then...
So you think it's just about peripheral things? Like, it could have...
Because
that isn't just about Bikur Cholim. That would be true for absolutely anything you would do on Shabbos.
Exactly.
So, okay.
Maybe, like, when you go to a hospital all the time, they have, like, automatic doors or something, or, like, elevators, and you don't know what floor they're on,
so... But again, like in the Gemara, they didn't have automatic doors. Like, what was their, or cars, what was their concern? What was Beis Shammai worried about that somehow inherently involved in Bikur Cholim that would have been a Shabbos problem? And why is Beis Hillel okay with it? Because that's the other piece of it then. Natalie, and then Bailey, and then Ella. So in terms of putting yourself in danger, that is a possibility, but that's also a possibility on Tuesday.
Not traveling on your meal.
Why? You mean like immediate sakana? Like now they're going to need to buy... I would sooner go with your second idea, which is you create pain for yourself on Shabbos. If the point of Bikur Cholim is for me to see the pain that they're in and be inspired to daven for them and to help them and so on, maybe Shabbos isn't the day I should be doing that. Maybe I should have done that on Friday. But creating pain for myself on Shabbos, maybe that's not appropriate. Bailey.
Marisayan,
how?
Like other people in the hospital could see that you came to the hospital and they could make assumptions that, like, oh, he drove here or he probably used the elevator.
But again, this is Beis Hillel talking. He didn't have cars and he didn't have an elevator.
Couldn't there be other Isurim that he could have?
I mean, sure, but that's true for anywhere you go. So you shouldn't go wherever in order, you know, lest somebody think. Yeah, so.
Maybe by, like, taking care of physical needs, like, Shabbos.
You might be moved to do something on Shabbos that's inappropriate to care for them. It's an interesting idea. That I haven't seen suggested. It's an interesting idea. Two ideas. I said I yelled it before, so all right, I'll take it. And then, yeah.
Random idea, but from the Gemara from like the first one,
yeah.
Maybe it's like the negotiations that go on with it, like
Shidduchim,
like you can technically do that later, like it's not dependent on now your children's education, like you don't have to deal with that now, and maybe if you're not directly involved in somebody's medical care, it's unnecessary involvement that can like lead you either to violate Shabbos or just to dover, like unnecessary situation.
Good, okay, so now we've said both problems, so it wasn't a random idea, it's a solid idea. Take a look at source number 9. Sheiltos of Rav Achoi. Rav Achoi was an early chacham in the period of the Gaonim. Technically, he was not a Gaon. He never actually became the head of one of those yeshivot, but definitely one of the greatest of that period. So he has a question. B'Shabbos ma'u l'shayule b'ktzira. On Shabbos, are you allowed to look after the sick? See how they're doing. Mi amrinan kevin da azel v'chazye lei the islay tzara cholash daite v'ka'akar inuga de shabsa v'rachmana amr v'karas la shabbos oneg. Do I say that you're going to go look after him and you're not going to enjoy Shabbos? And the Torah says, Yeshaya says, that you shall call Shabbos enjoyment. You're ruining your oneg Shabbos. Odilma kevin da amar mar koman da azel l'mashal b'ketzira dami koman da yoev lechayei. Or no, since we've learned that going to look after those who are sick is like you're giving them life, who cares that you're not going to enjoy Shabbos so much? You're helping people live. That's the way the Shildos frames it. The concern is a reduction of my enjoyment of Shabbos. However, the Rambam reads it as Ayelet does. The Rambam writes something that you may not be familiar with in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chav Dalet, source number 10. Va'asur laharbos besicha betela b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to increase empty speech on Shabbos, just like random chatter, says the Rambam. Shenemar, because the Torah says, again, this is Yeshaya, v'daber davar. You're not supposed to speak of matters. Shalohe diburcha shel Shabbos ki diburcha shel chol. Your Shabbos speech should not resemble your weekday speech. In the Rambam's mind, v'daber davar doesn't only mean don't talk about business on Shabbos. It means don't talk about empty things on Shabbos. Make sure that your speech is actually substantive on Shabbos. And so he goes on to say, Mutar larutz b'Shabbos ledvar mitzvah, you're allowed to run to do a mitzvah on Shabbos. Uposkin stakala aniyim, you are allowed to go arrange tzedakah for the needy, to say people are going to have to give X amount and so on. You're allowed to go to the synagogue, study halls, theaters, plazas, wherever, in order to take care of public needs on Shabbos. And he says what we just saw in source number 8. He says you are allowed to make arrangements for the kids' education on Shabbos, the kids' shiduchim on Shabbos, and you can look after the sick, and you can comfort the mourners, shekol elu v'chayotzei bohen mitzvahein, because these are mitzvos. And remember, you are supposed to do Hashem's needs, cheftzei shamayim, on Shabbos. So the Rambam says, my concern is talking too much. That's the issue. The issue is talking about things that are not significant. That's my problem of Vidaber Davar. However, he says, that doesn't stop me from doing Bikur Cholim, because Bikur Cholim is a mitzvah, and therefore all the speech that's involved, including, you know, idle speech that makes the cholah feel better because they're talking to somebody, engaged with somebody, that's all 100% fine for me to do on Shabbos. What I want to point out, and we only have 3 minutes left, so I was going to ask you to point it out, but I'm going to point it out instead. Both the view of the Rambam and the view of the Shi'iltos are found in the Gemara that we saw in source number 6. Go back and take a look at that Gemara. The Rambam is reading that Gemara straight. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the following things should not be done on Shabbos: the shiduchim, the teaching, all of these things should not be done on Shabbos. They're all the same issue. It's all about v'daber davar. It's all about speech. You follow? It's all about this concern about empty speech. Everything in source number 6 is about the same halachic problem as the Rambam reads it. And the answer of Beis Hillel is that's okay because it's not empty speech. It's for a mitzvah. The Shi'iltos doesn't read it that way. The Shi'iltos breaks up the line. He says, your first issue, the issue of arranging the marriages and arranging education and all of that, those may be about empty speech. The last two items, the issue of comforting mourners, the issue of looking after the sick, that is about pain on Shabbos. It's a separate discussion. You understand what I'm saying? I'm rushing it a little bit. But is that somewhat clear? All right, so what we'll do is, on Wednesday, we're going to start the discussion with just finishing up a couple of things on Bikur Cholim, and then we will move from that into the review for the final. Okay? Thank you.